Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 185 for Tuesday, December 15th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Tuesday morning, tracking losses in the Chicago soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $3.20 to $4.50 lower, with the January contract coming in at $474.30 a ton, while the March contract was sitting at $483.50 a ton. European rapeseed futures and Malaysian palm oil were both lower, which also weighed down canola. Traders are adjusting positions ahead of Wednesday's expected interest rate hike in the U.S. Crop conditions in South America are improving with rain, while farmers in Argentina are preparing for the lowering of the government's export tax on soybeans. Once that happens, the market could see a large influx of soybeans hitting the market. However, canola is looking quite affordable relative to other soybeans, which was bullish. Crude oil is stronger, which could also spill over to canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were down 7 cents, with the most active January contract checking in at $8.67 a bushel. Weak demand and large global stockpiles weighed down the market. On the flip side, booming vegetable oil demand from India helped limit the losses. Brazilian soybean planting is estimated to be 93% complete. That is slightly behind the 5-year average of 98%. To corn now, and the corn market was 2 to 3 cents weaker, with the March contract coming in at $3.76 a bushel. The market fell lower with chart-based trading. Argentina is also expected to lower its export tax on corn, which was bearish. China's Ministry of Agriculture says it plans to encourage a 10% reduction in corn planted acreage over the next 5 years. U.S. wheat was 3 to 4 cents lower, with the March contract coming in at $4.89 a bushel. The market is fundamentally bearish right now as U.S. wheat struggles to compete with cheaper varieties from the Black Sea and South America. The USDA weekly export inspections came in at just under 16 million bushels. Some wheat-growing areas of India have received 14% less rainfall than average during the June to September season, leaving badly depleted soil moisture in key growing areas. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, December 15th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.